Illinois will now be the first state in America to have insurance coverage for this vicious disease. This is pediatric, autoimmune, neuropsychiatric disorder that can come from being infected with strep as a youngster. It can cause nerve damage, it can cause significant psychiatric disorders. If we catch it early with proper treatment, we can actually cure it and actually deal with it on an effective basis. If we don't address it and treat it early, it can lead to longer term, much more serious illness and challenges for our young people. It's the right thing to do. We want to thank the insurance companies and the insurance industries for working with us on this. Now we will have all insurance companies in Illinois, and the only state in America where we have all insurance companies covering this issue for health for our children.
Governor Rauner signed the legislation into law in Lombard at Kate Drury's home. She brought the issue of pandas to the attention of State Senator Tom Cullerton and State Representative Deb Conroy. But for Kate, this wasn't a political campaign. It was personal. It was about her son, Charlie.
So my son, on his 8th birthday, he was completely normal before. The strep throat put him into a completely different child. He was non-functional. He was anorexic because he was scared of food. He could no longer bathe. We were told to put him in an institution. 2 months into it, I found a doctor that said, this is pandas. It's strep antibodies attacking the brain. Just like in rheumatic fever, how strep attacks the heart, it was the same difference. So I was privileged enough to have family do a fundraiser. We raised the $12,000 for the one treatment that gave my son his life back versus a lifetime of mental illness, an institution, special schools. We are giving these kids the quality of life back versus what could cost the state so much more.
Wendy Nawara also has a son named Charlie, and he also suffered from pandas as a young child. She joined Kate in her push to require health insurance companies to cover treatment for pandas. She's confident this new law will make a difference. We talked in Kate's front yard before the bill signing. She hopes it will help educate the medical community to be on the lookout for pandas.
When children present with abrupt onset psychiatric symptoms, that they don't just relegate them along a psychiatric route of treatment, because there is a solvable problem here. There is an infection that's causing a real problem. And if you cure the infection quickly, you'll cure the child. It's a strep infection. So this is a very common childhood illness. Almost every person here has had a strep infection before. It responds to antibiotics like Augmentin or Azithromycin. And those antibiotics are easy to get. We hope that simple antibiotics will be the solution rather than getting all the way to this point where a child needs immunomodulatory treatment like IVIG. But if that does happen, if it's missed, then these IVIG needs to be accessible to these families.
State Representative Deb Conroy met with the moms early on in the process. Conroy authored the bill, and while Governor Bruce Rauner praised the cooperation of the state's health insurance industry, Conroy offered a different opinion.
The insurance companies were not in support of this. We fought them tooth and nail all the way through, and it was because of my colleagues on both sides of the aisle and these families that we educated everybody about what this actually meant to families, and that is why we passed this. Insurance companies were not in support of this bill.
Charlie's law requires health insurers in Illinois to cover the expensive antibiotic treatment that can cure children of the debilitating effects of pandas. Both of the Charlies and several other children who suffered from the condition were on hand for the bill signing Tuesday. They're all leading normal lives today because their parents could afford the cost that will no longer be a burden for anyone who has health insurance in Illinois. I'm Brian O'Keefe.